This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid
and everybody
anymore.
Say,
but some days
I
sit and wish I was
when.
A kid.
And everybody say,
hi, I am Jay. You can follow me on Instagram at Janasia Danielle Hare, J-A-N-A-S-I-A, Danielle Hare, and this is my story about my Saturdays. So, my mom was military, and I grew up in Aviano, Italy. We moved there when I was 5, we moved away when I was 13, so that's basically my whole childhood. And I think my Saturday mornings were just a little bit different, only because we only had one American channel, and that was AFN, American Family Network. And so they basically did the Saturday morning cartoons, but it was pretty much the most popular Saturday morning cartoons in America at the time. So, and it depended on the region, I guess. I'm not particularly sure, like, what region they based the most popular off of. But we did, it would be, like, Pepper Ann, Recess, nothing, like, no fighting shows or no anything. Just really, like, family-oriented, diverse, like, Hey Arnold, like, type of cartoons. And so, a lot of the different cartoons that a lot of people grew up watching, I had never seen before. My family would actually tape cartoons. Like, they would basically put the tapes in the VCR, keep it on Cartoon Network, and like let it run all day long. And they would send us the tapes. And so when they would send us the tapes, that would be our way of seeing what was popular in the United States at the time, because it wasn't like we had high quality internet. You know, eventually we got like the AOL with the AOL disc, but we weren't able to see what was going on like in the States. And so they would send us these tapes, and so I'd be able to see what the most popular toys were and like the Nickelodeon magazines. And I would get the Nickelodeon magazines because that would also be my glimpse into what was going on in the United States at the time. And I would get to see, you know, what cartoons were popular. And so, that was pretty much how my Saturday mornings went. Sometimes it was Pepper Ann. Sometimes, like, as time went on and more shows became, you know, they kind of, like, circulated through, it would be, like, As Told by Ginger or just a lot of different things. But it was never, like, we had to order C-Bear and Jamal, or we had to order like anything like that. I never saw any of it unless my parents purposely went, bought the tapes and brought it back to us. Gargoyles, like a lot of those different shows, I didn't see those shows unless my family purposely went out, made sure that we saw those shows, or I came back from the States to the States for vacation, maybe for the summertime, or just to like visit family for a couple of weeks. And then I'd be able to see all of those different type of cartoons. But even still to this day, sometimes when people bring up certain cartoons, I've never even heard of them before. And so that was pretty much like, it wasn't a plight. I mean, it was just, it was normal to me, but that was kind of like how I grew up. I'm the oldest of 4. So it was myself, my sister, she's 3 years younger than me. My brother is 5 years younger than me. And then I have a baby sister who is 7 years younger than me. And so I was the oldest. My mom was the one that was in the military. And she's very artistic. She did ballet and she did acting. And then my dad, he was in the military at one point and then he got out. But he's an artist also. And so he did a lot of painting, a lot of like graffiti, and then he was a DJ also. So I grew up around a lot of music, a lot of art, a lot of just the arts in general. Coincidentally, I'm a colorist. Like, my main focus when it comes to hair is color. And I think that a lot of that is because I grew up seeing a lot of color. Like, I grew up seeing my dad mixing color for his paints, mixing color for the airbrushing, mixing color, just doing a lot of things with color and just being able to kind of see color on like a different scale versus how it was taught in school and then being in the house with an artist. And so now that I'm older, I'm 29 and I see color different. Like, whenever I have clients that come in and they sit in my chair and they're like, okay, like, I want this right here. Or I get them to look at their hair and I say, you have green in your hair. And sometimes people have green in their hair from like chlorine or like really hard water or just a lot of different things. And like, they can't see it. But it isn't until I point it out and I tell them to, and I put like a white piece of paper behind their hair, then they're able to see, oh, there is green in my hair. And so just being able to see color like on a different level, I think that a lot of that has to do with just being in the house with artists. My sister, she is a nail tech. My younger brother, he works on comic books, and he writes and makes characters for different websites. And then my youngest sister, she isn't so much, she's into art, but she doesn't do anything artistically. Like, she's in school at the University of Nevada at Las Vegas for English and Italian. So she was born in Italy, and she's actually an English major studying Italian to go back and teach English in Italy. And so, but even still, she's still very artistic, very into what she's into. Like a lot of anime, a lot of Star Wars, like they go to EDM festivals. And so they just, my family is just, they just do their own thing. And I think a lot of that also is from my parents. We didn't grow up in a neighborhood. We grew up on the economy, which is basically like we were able to rent a house from an Italian landlord. So everybody around us was Italian. And so I think that our parents were able to kind of cultivate us and raise us exactly the way that they wanted to without having any outer influences, without having like the neighborhood or like family or friends, because my parents are pretty introverted. So they just pretty much did exactly what they wanted to do. And I think we turned out pretty good. The downside to all of that was the fact that it was almost like a utopia. Like, everybody, I don't want to say everybody got along, because you know there's always that like that underlying bias, but because of the fact that everybody was military and like this is what we grew up in, we grew up in diversity, and so a lot of how I grew up, like we didn't sit like black kids over here, white kids over here. It was very much like according to what sports you played. If the soccer player is over here and the football player is over there and the cheerleader is over here. And it wasn't like that. I think maybe because I left when I was entering eighth grade. So like I did a month of eighth grade and then I moved to Wichita Falls, Texas. And so maybe if I would have stayed there longer, I would have been able to see high school and be able to see that it may have been kind of, I don't want to say segregated, but just like how high school is, you got the black kids over here, you have the white kids over there. The one thing that I realized as an adult that I did was I unfortunately kind of played into the good black girl role. Like, oh, you're one of the good ones. You know, I went to an all black school my eighth grade and my freshman year. And it was a complete shock to me because I had never been around so many black people in my entire life. I had never been around. And my dad is from Fayetteville, North Carolina. And the one thing he used to scream is, we have got to get these kids out of here because this is not how it is. They're not going to be here forever. And this is not how it is. But my mom, she liked it because she didn't want us to see the things that she saw growing up because she was from Trenton, New Jersey. And so she just didn't want us to see or experience the things that they saw versus my dad. He was like, no, like you have to be able to experience, let them experience the real, because this is not how it is in the United States. So my eighth grade and freshman year, I went to all black schools and it was really hard for me. It was really hard for me because it just was. I had never really experienced being around like us before. And I got called white. I got called, it was so much. And then I had got into it with this girl because of course it was like, you think you're better than us. And I got into it and I went to the principal's office and I called my mom. I was like, you have got to come get me. Like, I can't, I can't do this anymore. And so she ended up putting me in a private school where I was the only black kid in the entire high school. And so that was for my sophomore and my junior year. And I was, it was like a false sense of comfort because I felt like I was always proving to them that there are good black folks. You know, just like unconsciously attempting to always let them know, like, there are good black folks out there. And it was just so twisted and so like crazy that you would think that you'd have to do that. And I was, when I look back, I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is what you think your civic duty to society is, to make sure that white folks know that there are good, like, what is that? But when I was that young, it was just that. That's what I thought. I thought it was normal. Like, I thought that that was what you were supposed to do. And they would kind of play me all the time. They'd be like, they would do coke in the bathroom and be like, you've never done this before? Or like, they would pull me to the side and be like, so what's it like having sex with a black guy? Like, it was always this undermining, like, so you've never been to East Side? How is it on East Side? And East Side was like the black side of town in Wichita Falls. You, how is it like? What is it like being on East Side? It was always just this undermined, just racism. And I would just be like, no, of course I've never been to East Side, knowing good and well I was on East Side on Sunday. Like, of course I've been to East Side. But it was like, oh no, I would never go to East Side. Go, yes you would, because your mom's friends lived on East Side. Like, why would you not go to East Side? East Side was, of course there was some crime on East Side, but there's crime all over the place. And so it was horrible. And I really didn't check myself until I went to college. When I got to college, I went to college in Louisiana, and I dated a guy from New Orleans, and he would like rip into me about it. And it wasn't until like he really just had this conversation with me, like, yo, like, you really don't like black people. Like, you think that you're pro-black, you think that you're doing everybody justice, but you're really not. Like, you really don't like black people the way that you think you do. And so whenever we had that conversation, I just really, it like, it was a light bulb for me, because I just didn't know that what I was doing was wrong until I had somebody really sit me down and be like, no, I'm fam, this ain't it. And so now that I'm older, I don't do any of that anymore. It's just like, whenever I'm in white spaces, they are, I don't want to say comfortable to me, but they don't make me shit. Like, it is what it is. And I don't assert my blackness, but then I don't attempt to hide it either. Like, I'm not going to change how I talk. I'm not going to change because you're not doing it for me. Like, you're not doing anything for me. So now it's just like kind of like a whatever type of thing. And I guess it may be easier for me because I am in like more of a creative space where I do have white clients. I have a lot of white clients because I specialize in curly hair and I am Diva certified. So they'll find me on the Diva Curl website, and then they'll just come to me. Some of them know that I'm black. Some of them don't know that I'm black, but I don't, you know, code switch for them or anything like that. It is what it is. If they come back, they come back. If they don't, they don't. I appreciate their services a lot, but there's so much racial tension right now that it's just like, I don't really stress about it, but then I'm not going to hide who I am either. If that makes sense. So I've just really kind of healed from that like twisted mentality of like the good black, like Uncle Tom tap dancing for y'all type of mentality. So that's where I'm at right now. All right. Once again, this is Jay. Thank you so much for listening to my Saturday morning story. You can find me on Instagram at Janasia Danielle Hair. That's JanAsia Danielle Hair on Instagram. Also Janasia Danielle Hair on Facebook. And you can also find me at www.lavspot.com. Back in the day,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days
I
when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid
and
anymore.
Everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish I was a kid.